For all the best bits of the Carrie and Tommy show, you listen to The Catch-Up. For all the best baby brands, look no further than Baby Bunting, supporting new parents since 1979.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it's good to be back. I missed you all last week.
God, we missed you, because it's so nice to have you back. And Buzz doing his floating head special today. Very good.
Oh, because I'm wearing a camo top. Good gear, yeah. Bro.
Good bit of gear off the top of the show. Well done, Tommy. Bickmore.
Yes.
Since you've gone, I've turned absolutely useless. You know what happened on Friday night?
What?
So I had a stinker trying to order food for myself last week, and then on Friday night, I don't reckon I've had a more just lonely, useless moment than when I was chatting live with Jan. Jan was lovely. Jan was from Deliveroo. I got home by myself and I had a few froffies, so I thought, oh, you know what I'd love right now? I'd love a kebab. And so I ordered a kebab with chips in it and an extra side of chips. And after waiting for an hour by myself on my couch at home, I looked and my kebab hadn't moved. And I thought, this is a bit weird. So I got on the live chat and I said, Jen, just inquiring about my kebab. And she said, yes. I said, where is it? And she said, well, you've ordered your kebab for 1 p.m. tomorrow. I said, have it. How about Jan? But
no, I need it now.
Yeah, I wanted it for 1 a.m., which is now about an hour ago. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, but you have ordered it for 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I said, Jan, I would like it now. And she said, I'm sorry, but the restaurant is closed.
Oh.
And I said, can you get me a kebab from anywhere? And she said, no. I'm working in the call center. And I said, okay, see you, Jan. And then I took myself to bed.
You know what happened 2 weeks ago? Almost a similar thing to my poor father. I get pizzas arriving at my door, and I'm like, that's weird. I didn't ask for pizzas.
Oh, wow.
Didn't complain.
Cool, free pizza.
Dad, 2 hours later, goes, did you get some pizza at your door?
No.
I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, the last time I ordered pizza was at your house. And so when I ordered them at my house, they still went to your house.
Gosh.
I hadn't told him.
We're really struggling as a team. We are. You're getting free pizza.
But I tell you what it leads perfectly into, what we're about to do after this song.
What's it?
Fat Cuts Anonymous.
Oh, it's back.
It's back.
Off the bench.
It's me this
week. Back, baby!
It is me.
You ripper.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Mm. Let's get just straight to it, Buzz.
Oh, are you ready?
I'm ready. I've been holding it in all weekend to see you, and I think just got to get straight to it.
Well, firstly, thank you for being brave. If you wouldn't mind.
It took a lot for me to come to Fat Cuts Anonymous, I'll be honest.
Well, for all the newcomers here, if you wouldn't mind, of course I know it, but some of them might not. If you wouldn't mind stating your name and then what you've eaten.
My name's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
And I can't stop making and eating cake.
That's okay. You're being very brave.
3 cakes in 2 weeks. The first was a chocolate one that was so velvety. I've never tasted anything like it in my entire life. And the one last week, it was a sponge. It was so light and fluffy, and the cream was just so creamy, and it was just light and fluffy and creamy, and it was just...
Okay.
And it had strawberries on it, and they didn't have needles in it, which was a real win.
That is
so
good.
It was just really
Although,
got me.
The needles might have stopped you eating more.
Oh, no, I don't know if they would have.
Okay.
And then on the weekend...
this is the third cake. Wow.
Yeah. You see, it's been Ollie's birthday. We had, like, a family thing and then a friend's thing, and so I just
keep making new cakes.
Usually kids only get one cake for their birthday. Yeah. So I made five-layered, multicolored cake.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of follow-up questions, particularly about the five-layered cake.
Actually, I'm sorry. It was 3 layers. The sponge was the 5-layer.
That's still a lot of layers when you add them together. I saw a post yesterday of the multicolored cake, and I asked you to bring some in, and there's none. Did you eat the stuff you
wanted to bring in? I did package it up to bring in, and then I just had a little nibble on the way in. But the worst part about all of this is that I've realised it's not even just the finished cake that I like, it's the batter. And as I leant over the sink on Saturday, licking the bowl. Of the third cake. And Ollie said, what are you making? And I said, a birthday cake. And he said, I've already had one. And I said, you've had two and this is your third.
you've had two, kid. I didn't even see the second one. Don't ruin my alibi.
I realised at that point, I'm not making them for him, I'm making them for me.
You've realised what we all knew about 2 minutes ago.
Yep. And then at his party, it was really sad because we also had a smash cake. Have you seen a smash cake?
No.
We smash open the cake and there's all these lollies in it. And so all the kids had the smash cake. And then I'd also made this additional cake, but no one wanted my cake because they were all eating the smash cake. And then my son said, guys, it took Mum 5 hours to make this cake. You should eat some.
So hang on. It's okay. First, thank you for being so brave and sharing. Yep. Just by my count, you said three, but I believe that's four cakes.
I didn't make the smash cake.
No, but you ate some, didn't
you? I
did. Yeah, four cakes.
Anyway, 10, I feel better getting it off my chest. The only problem is because I'm pregnant, I can't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
No, there's not for some time.
No, next week might be another one. How do I stop?
Well, you wait for something to come out of the tunnel and then hope the cravings ease just a bit. You are eating for two, and that is, of course, you can do whatever you
four.
Want. Yeah, I mean, two cakes per person is still quite a lot, especially when you consider one of the people who's not even born yet. 13, 10, 60. Yep. If you're as brave as Carrie has just been, we'd love to hear from you. Join Fat Guts Anonymous. Tell us what you've eaten. This is a safe space, guys. Yep.
How much?
Yeah. How much of it? Oh, geez, you really. That was a really abrupt mood change there, buddy.
I just want to say how good it tasted, too. Make sure you tell us how good it tasted.
Yeah.
131060, give us a call. Fat Guts Anonymous.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, we are confessing, really. I've confessed. I've come to Fat Guts Anonymous and I've confessed that.
Isn't it nice?
I can't stop eating cake. I've had three cakes in 2 weeks and there's no end in sight.
Sorry.
Four cakes.
Thank you.
Sometimes the lies catch up with you.
Yeah.
You know it's really hard.
Yeah.
And you believe your own lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four cakes.
You've been very brave.
Yeah.
And the good news for all the other people is they've got their chance to be brave as well. We're going to go to our first caller. First caller, if you wouldn't mind just stating your name. I believe you're 29 years old. If you wouldn't mind stating your name and what you've been eating.
Hi, my name's Josh from New South Wales and I have a Fat Guts confession to make.
Welcome, Josh. Thank you.
I ate a whole box of Milo cereal before lunch.
I mean, you've chosen the right time of day, so that's good.
Yep.
Did you have any milk with it, Josh, or did you just eat it out of the box like an animal?
No, not an animal. I had milk.
Okay. And how big's a box of Milo cereal?
One of the full-size boxes, just a standard box.
Do you know what would go really well with Milo? Cake.
Yeah.
I didn't try that.
Just to wash it down, you know.
Geez, you two could get together and really just blow out. It'd be fun. Josh, is this the first time you've gone through a whole box by yourself?
It was, actually.
And do you think you'll do it again?
I was pretty disappointed in myself. If the time arose, I probably would.
Yeah. Josh, I reckon
Thanks,
you should be
Josh.
Proud, mate. Go for it.
See you again next week. Yeah. Oops. I was about to.
Well, keep going now, mate.
Emma's with us. Sorry, Emma. It's protocol to let you say your name first, but I got carried away. Emma, welcome to Fat Guts. What have you been eating?
I'm Emma, I'm from New South Wales, and I ate three ice creams whilst driving two streets.
You drove two streets and in that time you ate three ice creams?
Yep.
I mean, sorry, I got my tone sounded judgmental then, sorry.
For a lady who's four cakes deep. It was, talk to me, what...
I was shaking whilst dialing.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that, but I'm going to move forward.
I was shaking while I was dialing.
Oh, whilst dialing. Em, you've been brave. Congratulations on coming this far.
Thank you. I was pregnant at the time.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it just does things to you, Emma. Really does.
Were you shaking whilst dialing because you were also eating an ice cream at the time?
It was melting.
Yeah. Em, what type of ice creams are we talking about here? What were you eating?
Well, being pregnant, I wasn't too sure whether or not I liked Cornettos or drumsticks.
Yeah.
So I purchased a box of six of each. and I got paid at the checkout and I couldn't even wait to get it into the trolley. I opened the Cornetto.
Yeah.
And I ate that before I got to the car.
Yeah.
And then when I finished it. And when I was packing the car, I pulled out the drumsticks. And I got into the car, and before I left the car park, I'd finished the drumstick.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't remember which one I liked best.
Thank you, Em, for joining us.
Do we get a confirmation, Emma? Which one do you prefer, cornetto or drumstick?
The hormones were raging, and I still can't consult. I have no idea.
It sounds like someone who really
I'll
wants taste to test
them
both
tomorrow
again.
Yeah. I'll let you know. To our final caller.
Caller, I believe you're from Geelong, if you wouldn't mind stating your name and what you've eaten.
Hi guys, I'm Sarah from Geelong, and I had 12 Hot Fresh Krispy Kreme donuts, and that wasn't enough, so I had to get 3 more, and I ate the whole lot in one sitting.
Whoa.
Wow.
Were you
locked up for days, Sarah?
Is this back in the day when you could like only get Krispy Kreme at the airport or something?
So
you
just I was pregnant as well, so yeah. You have a craving, you've got to do it.
Yeah. We might need to rename this whole segment.
Well, pregnant anonymous. Yeah. I feel like Josh, the first bloke, would feel a bit disappointed about that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. A lot of crazy weather going on in the world at the moment, some crazy storms.
Yeah.
And there's a scene out of Florence that brought joy would be the right word, but the area is not in joy at the moment.
Nah, but
there's
this
a lot
was
of
really
sorrow
funny.
Happening, but this was a really light funny. Moment in a lot of yeah. horribleness going on. There was a weatherman who was reporting from the middle of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always watch the news and you're like, why is Grant Denyer out in the middle of the cyclone? Grant, yeah. come back inside, mate,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. We get it. We know what bad weather looks
yes.
like.
Yes, and they
we
get thrown around, the poor guy.
It's always a regional reporter. They've always thrown a bloody regional reporter out there getting hammered in a poncho.
And they're always saying, get inside, batten yeah. down the hatches, stay yeah. inside. And we're like, well, then you get inside.
It. You do it, mate.
Anyway, there was a weather reporter over there who, while he was doing the cross, was literally standing almost sideways going, oh, I can't even, it's so blowing a gale so much, I can't even stand up sideways. We've put this on our Carrie and Tommy Insta page and on a Facebook, check it out. And then you see the cameraman zoom out a bit, and while this guy looks like he's struggling in the storm, you just see two people walking past, la-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So good.
And the whole world's gone, mate, you just put that whole thing on.
Yeah.
You weren't being blown around.
Yeah, and they were wearing
so
like shorts.
Weird.
They were wearing like shorts. It didn't even look like it was that cold.
The funny thing is, a spokesperson for the Weather Channel has come out and said, it's important to note that the two individuals in the background were walking on concrete while Mike is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass.
Oh. Just cop a loss when you've copped a loss. Have you seen some of these people have started like putting up their own funny weather videos?
No.
So there's one with like these two kids and one's like hanging onto a street sign and it looks like he's vertical,
oh,
right? And horizontal? Horizontal.
Oh, yes.
Like getting blown by the wind.
Oh, yeah,
he's
you're
like,
right.
Oh my gosh, it's really strong. And the camera pans out and his mate's just holding
him
up. It's awesome.
Anyway, you can go check that out. Now, let's talk about this bad bride that I was teasing you about.
Ooh,
a bride is threatened
one.
To delete her friends on Facebook after they refused to fork out $3,000 to see her get married in Thailand. So she's done this Facebook rant that's gone viral. She invited a limited number of people to a wedding and she said, oh my gosh, only 9 people have RSVP'd out of 150. Okay, I get it, paying $3,000 to share my special day is too much for some of you. I'd pay for yours, but whatevs. Then she took her guest financial situation into account and decided to change the venue.
Where are we going now?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
To save her guests $1,000, right?
Yep.
And then she wasn't happy because then she got back on Facebook and said, only 7 of you RSVP'd now.
It's gone down. It's gone down.
It costs less, but less of you want to come. Is that what you think of me? Yeah. You can't spend $2,000 to come share our happiness. And then she said, I'm tempted to just elope and not let any of you be there part of our special day. And I think everyone at that point went, just please do elope.
You know who I feel sorry for? The poor unit that's got to marry her. Oh,
I know, but you'd know that if you'd know what you were signing up to by now.
Would
that's
you?
Not a surprise.
But then, how's she got that many friends? Oh, I guess she doesn't. They didn't want to come.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's given them now 3 days to respond. Otherwise, she's deleting them off Facebook.
Oh, you'd feel so. If you're one of those 7, you'd just be like, oh, we've got to get out of this. I thought there was going to be heaps of people going. There's only 7.
Or you'd be like, oh my God, everyone's like me. No one likes her. And just finally, Richard Gere is going to be a father again at 69. He and his wife,
how old is he?
Alejandra, 69. Yeah. Yeah. He's 69.
So just shy of 70.
Yep, 69. And he waited till he's a Buddhist. Yeah. He waited till he could have the baby blessed by the Dalai Lama. And now that he has, he's put it on Facebook. And yeah, he's already dad to a little, little son. He's 18, Homer. And his wife has.
I can't believe you just said that. You just said that and went to move on. Is it a son, Homer? Anyway, I can't see that. How that would possibly be funny.
He's 18.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, let's talk Fortnite. We've done it.
Fortnite theme.
Do you know what actually? No, it actually gives me slight like. I was going to say PTSD. That's not the right thing.
What's it called? It's called a Pavlovian response.
Is it? Oh, yes. That sounds
Pavlov's
yummy.
Dog.
Yeah. Oh, not a Pavlova. A Pavlovian response.
I think that comes from the same person. Is that right, Sonda?
I don't know. I know Pavlova's to do with a ballerina, wasn't it?
Tasty, delicious ballerina.
I know more about Pavlovian response.
Anyway, the Pavlovian response I get from hearing that noise is makes me jumpy.
Does
it's
it?
When I hear it, and when Ollie said, I'm not on Fortnite, I'm like, I can hear the song.
Yeah. If somehow you've been living under a rock long enough to not know what we're talking about, biggest video game in the world right now, and it's not just kids like Ollie that are playing, it is adults all over the world, and in the UK, over in the UK, where you say, cup of tea?
At the end of the day.
Oh, at the end of the day.
That's how I get into the accent.
And then we're into a perfect, flawless accent.
Exactly.
That's a bit Michael Caine, your accent there, isn't it?
It feels a bit Russell Brand, what you're doing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I didn't know that was. it's breaking people up. Fortnite is breaking people up. Stats from Divorce Online, which if you see your partner... and their Google search involves divorce online, get out. You're pretty much done.
Shortly followed by Ashley Madison, you're done.
You're done. 5%, they reckon, 5% of divorces these days are caused by Fortnite and other video game addictions.
I mean, no surprise. People have been addicted to things for a long time, which has caused divorces.
Yes.
It's just the latest thing for people to be addicted to. It's I reckon Fortnite. Phones would be up there as well.
Yep. Yep.
I've had enough of my partner. He's always on his phone.
The difference with phones and this, though, is I think if you're addicted to Fortnite and your partner divorces you, you would love it. You'd just be like, hey, boys, guess what?
Oh, the guy?
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, I can play Fortnite as much as I want.
Yeah. I'd be ringing Buzz and I'd go, hey, Buzz, you know that ball breaker keeps making me get off Fortnite after an hour? Well, I am back.
On the flip side, if you were the woman that had to live with that buzzkill that was playing Fortnite every night, you'd be like, thank God he's out of my life.
Let's not be sexist about it. There's females out there who love playing Fortnite and she could be thinking exactly the same thing. She's been thinking, oh, Terry kills me and he always wants me to go and buddy have dinner with him and he's so boring and now I just get to play Fortnite.
And because the thing about Fortnite, which I've discovered with my son, is different to all the other video games. People have been addicted to video games for ages, but this one you can't pause it mid-game, so there'd be so many conversations, be like, honey, hold on, I've got 14 minutes and 50 seconds to go, wait till, you know, like, I reckon it's changing relationships different to normal video games.
Yeah, it is. It's breaking them up.
Yep.
Yeah, we've just
no, but I'm just saying that I think people have been breaking up to video games for a long time.
Oh, sorry, right, okay.
But this one's a special kind.
Yes. I want to know, on 131060.
When did a video game break you up?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do that?
That's pretty boring.
Okay.
What I was going to do.
Well, I was going to do. what did we. I remember it was something funny. Were you... Yeah. Were you stoked that your partner left you? Why? That's fun, isn't it?
Are you talking about
because
from
the reckon people, no man or woman, I reckon people, I may have been guilty of this in the past.
Yeah.
If you're not good with confrontation,
it's
a lot easier to start doing things that just make them break up with you. And then you're like, oh, thank God. They took the hint and just broke up with me. Were you stoked? And what did it mean, like these people, that you just went, oh, yes, now I get to play more Fortnite? Give us a call, 131060. Were you stoked that your partner left you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Based off the news that Fortnite is breaking up couples in the UK, 5% of divorces on divorce.com, which is a fun website. I've been checking it out. Doubles
citing,
as a dating website.
Oh, stop it. Citing Fortnite as one of the reasons that they've left.
Yes.
Can't take it anymore. I'm out.
And I thought, wouldn't that be just the best news ever? When all you want to do is play Fortnite, finally your partner says, I'm leaving you, and you say, thank God. Now I get to play Fortnite. So now we're asking on 131060, were you stoked when your partner left?
This is so horrible.
I don't think it is. It's good news because a lot of people get sad when their partner leaves you. Mm. But a lot of time, there must be times when you're like, oh, yes.
And you've been waiting for a long time. And then there's finally something's tipping over.
I've been deliberately leaving rubbish all over the house for 2 years and they've tolerated it.
Hayden joins us now. Hayden, were you stoked when your partner left you?
Absolutely beyond stoked.
Yeah, okay. What did it mean you got to do more of, Hayden?
Playing by myself mostly.
Yeah. Were you doing anything? Were you doing anything to try and get the person to break up with you? Like, were you being really bad at returning messages?
Obnoxious.
Or anything? Yeah.
Well, no, we would actually play too much together and things get a bit competitive. And
This was Fortnite based or a different game?
This was a different game, another shooter game.
Okay, which one? Call of Duty? COD?
Yeah, Call of Duty, actually.
Oh, wow!
Listen to you.
Yeah, didn't think I'd know that. Does anyone call it COD or am I the only one? Hey, Dad.
Oh, sorry?
Nothing.
what did she say is the reason she left you, Hayden?
It was sort of mutually agreed after controller went through a window. We decided, this is not working.
Your window or hers, Hayden?
This was at my place when she threw it.
Wow.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I can see why you're glad. Good on you, Hayden. Nice uplifting story of when were you glad that they left you. Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, were you stoked your partner left you?
Absolutely. He told me that my singing sucked.
Does it?
You guys can judge if you want.
Oh yeah. Sure.
What are you going to sing for us?
Oh, I can do a bit of an original.
Yep.
You guys cool with that?
Yep, good.
Keep it clean,
go for your life, yep.
One day I'll be king, no more suffering.
That's pretty good. Hey, Rowan, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but she didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I like that one. Your lyric is one day you'll be king. Because what do you think? Carrie,
I thought it was
the king.
Good.
Chat to the king.
I thought it was really good.
I like it.
Rowan, did you ever serenade her?
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, and then she went, no thanks.
Isn't it interesting?
Then she went, no.
No, and you went, I could do an encore, and she said, no, I said no more.
No, none at all. Got backhanded for that one.
So, isn't it interesting that it's not a guy pulling up?
I was only singing my own stuff too, so that's what drove her around the bend. She goes, sing something I'd sing along to. I was, no.
That's not a bad point, actually. Yeah.
I mean,
wanted to do my own thing.
Yeah. Have you got a cover for us?
I've been riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a
it's your favourite song, Carrie.
It's actually a really good version of it. I like that one.
I think you
should do the covers more often, Rowan. The covers will keep the ladies, not the originals.
I'm saying
he's got a good voice.
Well, I'm engaged now, so that's all right.
Does she like your singing?
I hope so.
Should you do a song? Are you going to do a song on the wedding night?
No, I've been asked not to.
Yeah, be careful. That's backfired.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's always fun when someone international mentions someone local.
Oh, yeah, because we feel like we're world news.
Yeah, like Michelle Pfeiffer was on some talk show in the US or London. I should have done some research.
That's
anyway,
all right.
And
a lot of people say the same.
Said, "Is your name in any songs?" And she said, "Oh, I really like that Riptide song by Vance Joy where I'm in."
Wow.
And everyone went, "Oh, it's so cool that our boy Vance is being mentioned by Michelle Pfeiffer on TV." It's happened again.
Talk to me about this one.
Fat Man Scoop.
Yes.
Who's rocking it in? Who's rocking it? I don't think that's what they're saying.
You've got the lyrics so wrong. And it's lucky because the bit you were going for, we can't play. You got a $100 bill? Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
All the single ladies, put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
But doesn't it go on to say,
No.
Anyway.
That's why we're doing this chat.
Scott Morrison, so weird to say, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, tweeted something the other day. It was a clip from Parliament of a whole lot of the ministers putting their hands up like that, and they put the song to it, that song, that Fat Man Scoop song, and it went viral, and then everyone went, mate, I don't know about your choice of song, given now I understand. They were saying, given the lyrics are a bit off.
Yeah.
Does it then get sweary?
Yeah.
Yes,
the bit that you were singing is actually the sweary bit.
But then
you
how do they play it on radio?
Rockin'.
Is that what they do on radio? They say rockin'.
It's just like quieted down.
Yeah.
Oh, you quieting it down. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Like you want to do to me right now. anyway, what I love about this is US rapper Fat Man Scoop has personally reached out to the new PM following the tweet and said, mate, come to R&B Fridays Live. That's where we're going to be. That's where I'm going to be doing my thing. I might not agree with your policies, but I like that you use my song. And he was kind of saying, it's just a party song. Everyone relax.
Yeah.
Everyone relax.
There's a few swear words. Yeah. That's fine, guys. Yeah. It's fun. It's a light out of video.
And that man joins us now.
Mr. Scoop, how are you?
How are you, sir? How's everything?
We're living the dream, but we're more interested in your new best friend, Scott Morrison. Have you two been chatting?
I'm not a Twitter user, but he hit me on Twitter, but I told him to hit me on Instagram. Because I don't really use Twitter. I told him to DM me on Instagram at Fat Man Scoop. I just told him, hit me up.
Now, you did invite our new Prime Minister to come to R&B Fridays Live. You put the invite out there. This is what he has said in Parliament this afternoon. Have a listen.
Prime Minister. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After 21 well-answered questions, I ask that further questions be placed on the notice paper. And if Fat Man Scoop is watching, I'll see you at R&B Friday.
He's coming your way, man. Are you going to get him up on stage?
You know something? That's up to him. For me, I'm down for whatever. But I do want to talk to him about, you know, some of the issues, because I've been getting hit up like crazy from people all over Australia asking me to ask him questions about certain issues. Now, I have to be apolitical, but at the same time, you know, I want to discuss the issues with him. I mean, I don't have to agree with everything. But explain to me why you're doing it. And hopefully in the process, maybe I can explain something to you and you can see a little differently. You
know? But Mr. Scoop, we're so bored of our politicians talking about the issues here, to be honest.
Because we've had like 20 in three years.
I want to see him party. I know I've seen you before. I've seen you get your rig out, take your shirt off. Do you reckon the Prime Minister will take his shirt off?
Let me stop you. If he's coming, he's partying.
Good.
That's it. You are dancing. I told the man. Do not wear hard heel shoes. You're dancing.
Do you reckon he looks like a man that has a lot of rhythm?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to take your flat shoes advice as well, because I'm going to be heavily pregnant when I come along to see you at R&B Fridays Live, and I love a dance, and I don't want to be taking my shoes off and walking home with them in hand, so I'm going to be wearing my sneakers too with the Prime Minister.
Exactly. And just people, be ready to come to R&B Fridays. This is my third. I'm just looking forward to coming. I'm going to go to Woolworths. I know what I love to eat at Woolworths. I'm going to kill Woolworths when I come. Like, I'm going
to
kill it.
The only thing we got to tell you about Woolworths is you're going to have to take your own bag now, Fat Man Scoop, because they don't have plastic bags there anymore unless you buy them.
You know something? That's catching on around the world. Like, you know, even in America, they're starting to charge you for the bags as well.
And just before we let you go, don't be offended if he doesn't rock up for some reason. At the moment, we're going through our Prime Ministers so quickly between now and R&B Fridays Live, we may have a new one. So if he doesn't rock up, it's not you, it's us, okay?
You know something? That's what's so crazy about the Australian political process. With us, the guy gets in and you're stuck with him for 4 years unless he dies.
Or gets impeached.
Walk
Fat Man Scoop, we're looking forward to seeing you out here. Take care, look after yourself, and see you soon.
Peace.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kate, hello.
Well, hello.
Hello, but Hughes, why, you can't look up. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm having there's two problems. First, Carrie is rubbing her stomach like she's trying to, you know, get a genie out of
Hang
the bottle.
On. Let me paint the picture. Carrie is wearing a white, tight singlet, so tight that we can see your belly button protruding.
Yeah.
And you were rubbing it and you had a sort of faraway look on your face.
You sounded on Daily Mail then, so tight you could see her belly button protruding.
It is tight.
Mate, it's like what they say, you're flaunting your baby bump. It's not flaunting. You can't get rid of it. It's there.
I don't believe you're flaunting it, but the way you were rubbing it then.
Yeah, you could wear a muumuu. I mean, you could easily be wearing a muumuu.
If you understood why I was rubbing it, it wouldn't be sexual at all, okay? I'm just trying to get things moving and flowing in there so that I'm a bit more regular, all right?
Well, is that how you do it? Really, if I'm blocked up, do I just rub my guts into it?
You meant to rub it the direction of your bowels.
You really put a damper on proceedings.
Are they clockwise? Are they clockwise?
Well, it depends if you're in America or here, right?
Do ours go the other opposite way?
I think ours go the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tonight on the project, can you do the same thing, Carrie? All right, and I'll tell my mates what's going on.
No, so. I'm not. servicing.
Can you get, Carrie, mate. Can you get Carrie to do the bowel movements rub again?
I'm not servicing your mates, Hughie. I mean, you want me to just...
Are we live webcam? Just broke the internet. The internet just broke.
It just look at poor Tommy's clutching.
I'm holding the remaining pieces of my head together.
Yes, what? Me too.
You saw that. He saw it. He heard it.
What's happening on your show today?
Then look at Carrie. Don't try and get all fixed now.
It's like there's been a big fight at the pub, and now everybody's just trying to go back to having
a drink afterwards. We're all good, no doubt. The Daily Mail have just said clear the front page.
Yes. Faux show.
Oh. Good times.
What is happening on your show today?
Did I break the world record challenge? Katie's not that interested in this, but you know the world record in the marathon where it happened overnight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
2 hours, 1 minute.
And yeah, unbelievable.
2 minute 53 Ks we worked out.
Mate, if you're on a treadmill, he's going at 21 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
Did you break it?
Could I get that fast on a treadmill?
You can't.
And could I maintain that pace?
Hughes,
where were you trying it at?
Something happened this afternoon.
What for?
At Fitness First. All right?
Why though?
Well, because it was great. It's not as good as what we've just done then, but it's good content. Yeah.
Hughes. Were you paid for it? Was it an endorsement?
I wasn't paid for it. That's closest gym to where we are. What's that, Tommy?
Well, I just have faith in you. You're very fast, and I've got a lot of confidence.
You need to see what happened, and Katie doesn't know, and she's not interested yet, but she will be. The tension is amazing.
It's hard to be interested when the tease is, did I beat the world's fastest man on a treadmill?
I agree.
There's no chance.
That's right.
Stick around for that. Hughie and Kate, they are up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up assists you if you've missed any of the show this week. Baby Bunting assists you on your journey from pregnancy to parenting. Baby Bunting, Australia's largest one-stop baby shop.